My name is David Ganz. I'm a musician and a journalist. I'm best known for my work on Grateful Dead music, but my interests are much, much more broad than that. Paul Simon has always provided satisfying experiences, but the Graceland concert was just one of the highest, most joyous, and musically amazing concerts I ever saw. And I've gone to a lot of concerts in the last 40 years. It was amazing music, and it was played with tremendous precision that didn't cost it a bit in terms of energy and enthusiasm. And in particular, Hugh Masekela did this Bring Back Nelson Mandela song that just was just electrifying. And Miriam Makeba was there. And Paul Simon himself, who's this kind of, you know, mousy little guy in a way, but from him emanates this tremendous power and energy. And he marshaled a stage full of brilliant musicians and in service of this tremendous music. I just don't recall when anybody asked me, you know, like, what's the best concert you ever went to? I'm not a list maker. And although I was a music journalist for 10 years, I've never been one of those guys that like keeps top 10 lists and stuff. But almost invariably, I'll say the Graceland concert was my favorite. It's the first one that springs to mind when I'm asked, you know, what the best live show I ever saw might have been. I like to believe, being a musician myself and being a person who's worked in the music business, I think it's very easy to be just as cynical as hell about stuff. And I've seen tremendous amounts of undeserving music get, you know, way popular and really great music disappear without a trace. It's just hugely rewarding when you see something that's truly deserving get the success you think it merits. And Graceland is a tremendous achievement. Paul Simon is a songwriter who does not trifle. You know, his songs have always been deep, and his songs have always been musically very challenging and satisfying. There are songwriters I know who toss off, you know, a dozen songs in a week, and there are songwriters who take a long time to write. And I'm in the latter category, and I think Paul Simon is too. I think it's rather than just spitting stuff out as fast as you can and seeing what's good, he cogitates on it and he works on it, and he doesn't get started on something until there's a powerful germ to begin with. You don't even start trying to put a song out there until there's something unique and compelling about it. And it can be a lyric idea or a musical idea or, in some cases, a groove. I think Talking Heads I think Fear of Music is a tremendous achievement from Talking Heads that was entirely built on studio experiments and assignments. I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that they did these studio jams and took the cool parts and looped them and built them into grooves and then performed them and wrote songs around single word concepts. You know what I mean? I don't think Paul Simon works that way. I think he's a guy who sleeps on it for a really long time and gets a song going when it really has some power to it. And he's written so many songs that are just monuments and so few that you think are throwaways that I think that attests to the validity of my theory. I had that Sounds of Silence record, and I saw The Graduate, and I knew about their music, and I loved their music. And Bridge Over Troubled Water was a record that I studied a lot when I was a young musician. I think that stuff made a strong impression on me when I was a kid. There was a sort of grim, self-serious quality to a lot of it in that time that appealed to me as a teenager. You know, the world, the Vietnam era, there was a lot to be grim about, and these guys did that, and they also did it, you know, it was a more intellectual approach to addressing teenage angst, and it was very good at it. And then he turned around and did a song like Cecilia that was just unabashed joy, and that was another lesson. I haven't seen it in years, and I don't even know if it's out on DVD, but I thought that One Trick Pony when I saw it at the time, was a really, really accurate view of the life of a working musician. And I think it was a failure commercially at the time, but as I recall it, it was a pretty successful artistic statement of that aspect of the musician's life. I need to find it and see if it's as good as I remember it. And you know, he had real great musicians on that. Stephen Gadd is the drummer on that, and Eric Gale is the guitarist, and Richard Tee is the keyboard player, and it's fantastic stuff. And Late in the Evening is another one of those songs of his that's just a brilliant and buoyant pop record that doesn't have a single lick out of place.